Welcome back to part two of our business reboot series. This is a chance to gain clarity on your business, attract more clients, and fall back in love with the business that you've built. I am so excited about this series. And in this episode, we are going to be looking at your plan. So setting out your plan, putting pen to paper so that you feel really confident on where it is that you're going. Hello and welcome to the Called to Both podcast. I'm your host, Joy Michelle, and you're in the right place if you're ready to grow your business while also being the intentional and present mom you want to be. This show will leave you feeling inspired, equipped with tangible tips, and encouraged to go after your own version of being called to both. Let's dive in. So last week, we talked about the foundation of a reboot. So when you get in that rut in your business, or you're just not feeling the clarity that you want to be feeling, this is the steps that I take. So this reboot is it. So step one is back in episode one, and that is to get clear on where you've been. So like reflecting, assessing, and identifying gaps, clearing the cobwebs. So we did that last week. If you weren't here for that episode, I definitely want to encourage you to go back and watch that episode or give it a listen, depending on whether you're on YouTube or the podcast, because we're doing both for this series. And the other thing that we did during this episode was that we picked one thing that we're going to leave behind and not do in this series. So episode one was all about just getting some clarity and then feeling lighter moving forward. Okay, so today here in part two, we're planning and creating your action plan, your roadmap of what you're actually going to do so that you can stay organized in your business. And the reason that I feel like planning is so important for anybody who's not big into planning is this: when you don't have a plan, you will have those days where you just show up to your desk or your time to work and you feel completely aimless. You don't know what you should be working on. You don't feel the clarity that you felt on a different day. And then you have those good days and bad days where sometimes you're on fire. Sometimes you feel like you're creating the good content and you're clear about where you should be going. And then sometimes it's just not there. And that is why we plan, because that's human nature. We are not going to be with focus every single day. We're not going to feel the same level of creative ideas and expression every single day. We're going to vary. We're going to have life come in and ebbs and flows. And you know, if your kids didn't sleep well last night and now you're working, that is when you're going to be so glad that you had this plan in place. So we're going to set a plan in place. And I like to start with a quarterly plan. I feel like quarterly planning makes so much sense. The longer I've been in business, the more I love quarterly planning, because 3 months feels like a very reasonable amount of time to get detailed in an action plan. Anything beyond that, and I feel like a lot of my planning goes to waste. I'm going to have to change things. I'm going to have to adjust things, because life happens. Things are going to happen. If it's further out, I'm just not going to be able to plan in as much detail. So I like to look at the next 3 months, because I think this is just a very reasonable amount of time where you can get a lot done, but you're not going to have to make too many changes because it was way too far out for you to possibly know what life is going to look like. This also aligns really nicely with a bunch of books on planning, but one of my favorite is The 12-Week Year. Huge, huge fan of The 12-Week Year. If you haven't read this book or listened to it on Audible, I do highly recommend it. And it's just an incredible tool to help you do exactly this, which is quarterly planning. So it was in that book, The 12-Week Year, by the way, that the author was saying that like a lot of people have a really hard time thinking and executing beyond the 12 weeks. Like, it's not something that most people can do. And most teams need to be reminded of the goals for the entire business every 12 weeks at a minimum, because we just forget. We're just people and we just forget. So let's build your strategic roadmap. Let's figure out like what you're doing and where you're going. Now, we touched on this a little bit in our previous episode, in episode one. At the very end of that episode, I asked you to like look back on your goals. Where do you want to be going? And I think that having your goals in front of you is really important And I also want you to set goals for this upcoming quarter. So what goals do you want to see happen in your business and in your life? I think these things are very closely intertwined, and so I like to set them together. What goals do you want to see happen in this upcoming quarter? I mean, this could be, I want to book 5 new clients, or I want to get published in a magazine. I want to build 5 new meaningful networking relationships. It could be as specific as that. So one tip that I have for you, this is a power tip, is to make sure that your action plan, your roadmap, exists somewhere outside of your head. Because I think we get into these modes where we're excited about our business, we're ready to like plan and execute and be excited. And a lot of times we just completely skip fully writing down a plan. Okay, so make sure that this exists outside of your head. I think you should use a project management tool, even if you're a paper planner person. Now, I have a paper planner right now on my desk and I'm using it actively, but I will always still have my goals, my quarterly plan, my, you know, projects. Everything else is going to be inside of Notion, which is a project management tool. It's completely free. It's what I use and love in my business. If you don't have a tool, you should definitely check this one out. But whatever you use, it could be Trello, it could be Asana, whatever you use is totally fine. But I want to make sure that you have your plan in a tool like this so that it's not just in your head or not just in your planner. Because I still think that the level of detail that you can have when you're in a tool like Notion, the way that you can easily change dates or add notes, it's just not going to be possible to do that if you're in a physical notebook or in your planner. That's just my take on things. Like I said, I still have a planner, but I'm going to be using Notion because that way, if I have my phone, I have my plan. I have my, you know, everything in my business really is still available to me, even if I don't have my planner. Hey, photographers, I know just how many steps and pieces it takes to set up a professional photography business that you can feel confident in. So I created a one-stop solution. It's called Hobby to Pro Toolkit. Inside Hobby to Pro Toolkit, you will get every tool, template, and guide you need to confidently go pro in your business so that you can get back behind the camera and spend more time doing what you love. Hobby to Pro includes email templates I've been using for 8 years in my business, pricing guides, 3 contracts, consultation guides, and more. It is quite literally a one-stop solution for all of the business backend in your photography business. To check it out, simply go to hobbytoprotoolkit.com or go to the show notes and you will find it linked there too. Stop the overwhelm and go confidently pro in your photography business with Hobby to Pro Toolkit. Okay, so what else should your plan or your roadmap entail? I really think your content plan needs to be the next thing we talk about here because content is going to be such a big part of how you're getting visible, how you're showcasing your brand, how you're standing out, and getting organic traffic to your business. So it should probably have not only like what are the content pieces that you think you could create, but I really, before you sit down and create a specific content plan, I think that just choosing what platform you're going to be focusing on for the next quarter can really help to put some like guardrails on this so it doesn't get completely overwhelming because content can be overwhelming. I totally get that. So one platform that you're focusing on, one offer that you're focusing on selling, and the actions that you can take on those places that are completely within your control. Now, the reason I put within your control is because I know once we start talking about content and platforms, then we're worried about the algorithm. Then we're worried about the time of day and hashtags and all the things that our brain does to keep us from actually getting out of our own way and posting and creating content. And I know it because it happens to me all the time. So I know it's happening to you too. So I want to say that it's really important that as you decide what's the offer that you're selling, just what's the primary offer for the next 3 months and what are you focusing on? Like what platform are we focusing on? Those are really going to help to rein this in. But the next one is what are things within my control? And I really like that because I can control how many times I blog. I can control how many videos or podcast episodes I create. I can control how often I'm showing up live or how often I'm pitching myself to get visibility in the media, right? So really making sense of that and like putting pen to paper, I think that's going to be a really empowering thing for you as well. So what happens? Like, why does this matter? And why should we have this plan? And why should we have this action plan? Well, what happens when you stick to a roadmap is that you actually start to see really incredible results. On days you don't feel like showing up, you're still doing the things that it takes to move the needle in your business. This was absolutely transformative in one of my coaching clients, Tara's businesses. She went from having, I think, 17 no's, like on inquiries over and over, getting 17 no's to then having her largest record booking month in her photography business, booking over $21,000 in new clients by following a framework, by having a roadmap, by identifying the gaps like we did in the previous episode, and then focusing on the tasks that she could control, sticking to her roadmap, sticking to the plan, figuring out, and then building, of course, accountability and support in through coaching. But the results are there. And I hope that that really encourages you that when you do this kind of work and when you stick to those things that you can control, it works. It's incredible. And it's so exciting to see what's possible. Okay, so in the next episode of this series, I'm going to be sharing with you how you can get visibility in your business, because you need to get people's eyes on your business. We need to remind people who you are. We need to get people excited about your business. And I'm going to give you some specific steps, some tangible goodies for how you can get visibility, whether you are a photographer or a creative small business owner. So be sure to hit subscribe. I don't want you to miss out on that episode. And I will see you in the next one.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode, please help me get the word out about the Call to Both podcast by taking a screenshot of this episode right now and sharing it on your social media. I would also appreciate it if you would subscribe and leave me a 5-star review. Thanks again, and I'll see you in the next episode.